You order a pizza?
Hey, you order a pizza?
No, actually, I ordered entertainment.
Well, you're shit out of luck, man, because all I got is pepperoni.
Well, what? Jeez, wow. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Douchebag.
Well, I guess I could just listen to your radio, because it happens to be about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening.
Why? What's the big deal about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening?
Well, haven't you heard of Cock Talk?
No.
Well, it starts right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Late Night Friday Cock Talk. On this mic is your favorite friend to me, but you don't have to know my name. Tonight we're talking about lots of crazy shit. Like, is Smell D the new 3D? What underwear is Michael Capitafaro wearing? And why I hate people who drink eggnog, I guess? I don't know. Well, this is your host, Maxime Simonet, and you're listening to Cock Talk.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that was the intro, and this is your host, Maxime Simonet. I don't know where Andy Locke is tonight. I'm assuming he's doing something secret. Super secret. So secret it might have to be sent into space in a giant rocket ship. Wait, what's that? What did I just say? Sent into space in a giant rocket... Max, sending secrets into space in giant rocket ships, that sounds crazy. That sounds like science fiction. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that it's stuff that happens all the time, or at least once, because I am telling you that a massive U.S. rocket has recently been sent into space, as recent as today, the 21st of January, maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. But a massive U.S. rocket sent top secret cargo into space concerning the intelligence community. Now, I have no idea what that could be. That sounds so sketchy. I don't know what it is, but they got this awesome rocket and they shot secret stuff into space. My only conjecture on the subject would be it's actually something like something that would concern Julian Assange or something. They found out like that Barack Obama had been photoshopping naked bodies onto other heads of state, and they're like, Jesus, we have to get rid of this information before WikiLeaks gets its wiki peek on it. So they're like, let's put it in a rocket ship and put it to space, as well as all the Play-Doh that George Bush would always chew on, I guess, because that's secret. Or maybe their copy of Geely, the White House copy of Geely with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. That was sent into space. Anything really embarrassing. Little notes that they had written on napkins that said, dude, Kim Jong-il's such a fag. They're like, oh, shit, we don't want Julian Assange to get that. The Kim Jong-il and gay rights communities will get up in arms if they see we've been writing these little inappropriate notes about Kimmy and his fagness. What a fig. So they throw it in the rocket and they shoot it up into space, man. Ugh, jeez, that's such a brilliant idea. I sometimes wish that I could do that with my problems. Like, just bundle up all my issues and send them into space. Like my girlfriend, I just put her in a rocket ship and send her to space. Everything would be great. So shout out to you, Shannon. I know you're listening. At least I hope you are, because if you heard that would have been funny, because it was mean. But ladies and gentlemen, the real question is, would I send my girlfriend into space, and how much money would I let people take from me to help me do it? I'll start the bidding at $50. Do I have anybody out there who's willing to take $50 from me to help me shoot my girlfriend into space? You, sir, you don't mind taking $50 from me to help me send my girlfriend into space? Well, you are just such a kind gentleman. The kindest gentleman that I've ever encountered. Now, walking into the yurt right now is a even kinder gentleman than the man who would have taken $50 from me to help me send my girlfriend into space in a giant rocket ship. It is the one and only Capitafaro, car salesman, injury lawyer, so he helps you sue the lawyers who sue people for when you get hurt, and he's also a tanning salon expert. Michael Capitafaro, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
You seem out of breath. What happened?
Quite an adventure to get in here, man.
Yeah, that's what I've always said about your mom's vagina.
Hey, I guess you read my book.
Which one? It's Quite a Venture to Get In Here, starring Michael Capitafaro's Mom's Vagina?
No.
Oh, the sequel.
Yes, just titled Mom's Poo Nanny.
Poo Nanny. That's a racial slur, you know.
is that?
For vagina? Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Capitafaro on the show. Michael Capitafaro, we're obviously listening to the Yurt, and this is Cock Talk. What are some things you'd like to hear talked on Cock Talk tonight?
Talked on Cock Talk. I have no clue. I'd love to say, talk about me for an hour, but that's my show.
Yeah. Michael Capitafaro is the one. He's actually hosting a show at this moment. It's called Intimate Hour.
Yes.
Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and Rad Ryan. That airs Wednesday nights on this Yurt radio station at 11 or 10?
Eight.
Sometime before Q o'clock. So, Michael, it's pretty cold out there, isn't it?
It is. It is very cold.
How cold is it?
Yeah. Well, a little too cold.
My mom's been taunting me over the internet.
Really?
Viciously. She posts things on my wall like this morning, and I will tell you what, this is some of the most vicious shit you ever done heard of, okay? She posts something on the wall. It says, how's the weather? Parenthesis, evil laugh, close parenthesis.
Your mom does parentheses?
Yeah, she does. She does actions in her Facebook posts. Does that mean she's an advanced species of mother?
No, it might be, in fact, detracted.
Okay. well, my girlfriend's mother actually responded. I didn't. My girlfriend's mother said, it's been a tough winter so far. Wayne keeps saying it's like what we remember as kids, but we were shorter then.
And it sounds like a book.
Yeah. It sounds like when we were kids, but we were shorter then. It sounds like not just any book. It sounds like Stand By Me by Stephen King. It sounds like, well, back in the 50s, we do figure the snow was kind of like back then, but we were shorter then. Then we found a dead body.
Stephen King.
That's
who
how we
knew a guy named Stephen would be so
King-y.
Weird.
Weird. Lear.
King Lear.
Full circle. No?
Maybe.
Then my mom responds to Bernadette Stockwell, who you guys can all follow on Twitter at Bernadette Stockwell.
Oh, I
hope so. I wish she had a Twitter so everybody would just start following. Okay. She says, my mom, predicted to be the high 60s here today, parenthesis, he, end parenthesis, time to head west.
Now she broke the parenthesis rule.
Because
he is a vocal action. Now, I don't know. I prefer not to parenthesize. That's just my own religion.
What religion is this?
Unparenthesize, we hate grammar.
That's the entire title of the religion.
And the Bible.
Oh.
And the doctrine.
Oh?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, my mom's just been taunting me routinely. She, Tuesday, she had a similar moment. She said, it was 82 degrees in L.A. today, and ends it with an emoticon that's smiley, but not just any emoticon that's smiley.
What
the
kind
one
of
that
emoticon?
Uses a dash as a nose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what is happening here to me? I don't know.
All right, relax. You need to relax.
You need to roll head on.
Roll head on?
On your forehead.
On my forehead.
Apply directly to the forehead.
Apply direct. I had that.
Did you?
And it worked.
What's it do?
It cools. It cools your head, tingles. It's like rubbing your forehead constantly. It's beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what we on Cock Talk, Maxime Timonet, Michael, and Capitafaro are talking about, we're talking about head-on. It's a product that is meant to soulage, which is the French term for soulage, your head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if people haven't heard of it, what makes it notorious is that it actually is a very annoying commercial. That it was so annoying that they made a commercial that was all
head
about
on.
How their first commercial was annoying.
Forehead.
Listen.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Available at Walgreens. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Available at Walgreens. New. From the makers of Head On. Introducing Optavon. Arthritis pain? Optavon. Apply directly where it hurts.
Directly.
Activon Arthritis. Available Activon. At Walgreens.
That's
available
what she at Walgreens. Said.
That is the voice of hell.
But, you know, it worked. And, you know, when I got that, when that first came out, you know, I was against, not against, I just didn't like swallowing pills and that nonsense.
Yeah, that is such nonsense.
I know, my gag reflex, it's just a very strong reflex.
And that's why you're notorious for your inability to suck huge dicks.
I know, it holds me back.
You could have so many jobs if you weren't such a pussy, but I'd like to say the opposite of one, because your mouth doesn't work as something you could have intercourse with.
Right.
Right. Wrong?
Right.
Oh.
Hey. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Cock Talk on Yurt Radio. We are today, January 21st, 2040. No, it's actually 2011. I added 80-something years.
He's so clever.
I am. When they made the dictionary back in the day, I don't know what this has to do with anything, but I am still clever. I've had this secret goal recently.
What was that?
And it's just I want somebody to be in a situation where they're like people are giving them advice, and I want to look at the person who's receiving advice. So let's pretend I'm two people. Okay, I'm giving you advice. Okay,
right.
So I'm the first person. Hey, Michael. If you're going to write a better short story, you should read Charles Dickens. He was a master at the short form prose or something. And then you'd say, thanks.
Thank you.
And then I'd go, yeah, Mike, have you seen Annie Hall?
No.
Well, it's a really good movie.
Although.
That would be my advice. Like I'd act like I was going to suggest something for you to do. Like I'd say, hey, Mike, yeah, in your situation, okay, have you read Crime and Punishment or whatever?
No.
Well, okay, it's a book. I don't know if you know about that. Alrighty, moving on. See, that's the joke. Do you like it or is it dumb?
I'm against it.
It worked at one point.
Think about it more.
Wait, let me think about it more. Okay, I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, have you had sex?
No.
Well, try it.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're going for. Try once more.
Okay, Michael, have you ever listened to Lenny Bruce's comedy?
No.
Well, it's pretty funny. I don't know what it has to do with what you're doing, but I'm just saying that it's funny. You see? That's the joke.
I see.
Let me try it one more time.
Okay.
Okay, so you go to the market. You buy a baguette. Mm-hmm. You put the baguette under your arm. Which end is the hard, like, knob?
Trick question? It's all hard.
Nope. I mean the knob, though. Like the end knob. Like the crust that's round at the end.
So you got half a baguette? Is that
no,
what's happening?
No. Did I? I'm asking you, which side is... Michael, which side is the knob?
Left.
Left? No, I'm putting it on my arm. Is there a left or a right in my relative existence? Maybe if you were standing perpendicular to me.
Yeah.
So you're standing perpendicular.
So I could see the whole baguette.
You can see it all.
Like if I stared side on, you could have had a little biscuit. I want to know. You have a big, long, hard baguette.
And that's why
So you need to work on that a bit more.
Yeah, it needs to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you what does piss me off.
What pisses you off?
Old people just being funny for the sake of being old people.
Why does that piss you off?
Because it's not funny. I don't think it ever has been. There are so many movies that just bring an old person in and have them say something sexy, and that's like this bold bad actor who comes in and says, "Well, I'm into the rap," and then it's like, "Whoa!"
Oh, I see. The exploitation, not actual old people.
No, it's just the way. It's the execution of them,
right?
And the fact that they're actually not being executed.
But
literally.
if an actual old person walked in here right now and said, "Well, kids, I'm against 50 Cent, but I do love that Kid Cudi."
I wouldn't be upset because it might be authentic.
Right.
It always seems so fake in the movies.
Exactly. In the movies, that's okay.
Because they're like, it's always the one moment that's like, oh, that was the worst acted part of this Adam Sandler movie, which is saying a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would they put that in? You know, it's just some guy going, oh my God, that's just so funny that we got an old person to say that.
It's just like how Robert De Niro...
Used to be a woman. Oh, my God.
I heard.
Look, sorry, go on.
at the Golden Globes, his speech. He got like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
And his speech was clearly not written by him because he had jokes about like Megan Fox and Javier Bardem and all the other Spaniard waiters being deported. He clearly did not write that.
Yeah, I wrote it actually.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, I write a lot of Golden Globe speeches. Did you hear Liza Minnelli's like 14 years ago?
I choose not to remember.
Really? Why?
Liza Minnelli is...
dead to you?
Dead to me. She used to be my ex-wife.
She used to be your ex-wife. What happened after you divorced her? How did she go from ex-wife to not being an ex-wife?
We erased it.
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No, like the paper we erased.
It was intense.
We didn't want to go to the courts. We didn't want any certificates, any of that nonsense.
So wait, but then how did you get divorced? I'm so confused.
He wrote it on paper. I, Michael Capitafaro, really, 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 really like Liza Minnelli. And so that was our proclamation.
And she said, me too.
Exactly.
And then she sang a song.
And in the divorce, she erased... in her Me Too, she erased the M and the T, so it just moo. I hate cows now, too.
Jeez, that's really sad. Well, I hate to break this to you, but we've actually got some secret surprise for you. A Maury Povich-style surprise.
Oh, no.
We're going to change the game for you tonight, Michael. Do you want to know who we've brought?
Just tell me, just tell me.
Liza's here.
Oh, my God.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Obviously, those three girls were just the wrong three girls. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away.
Doesn't my body drive you wild with desire?
He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be.
Bye. Stay tuned for more music and information. Hampshire College.
And you're listening to Cock Talk on your radio. This is your Space Marine host, Maxime Simonet, broadcasting from the trenches of space war with aliens. With me is General Michael Capitafaro, who's been controlling the advance. Now, as Hello. A soldier, I'm also, as you can tell, a radio master of the Space Marine Force.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to call me sir. I'm under rank than you.
I don't care.
You're a respectful man.
I am.
I see why you climbed the ranks so fast.
Yeah, but you see, he can't touch me like that.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I was not touching him like that, just to make sure that you...
What's in your mouth?
A lot of teeth. So tell us about the new plan. How are we going to defeat these space aliens? I wish we had sound effects of a space war. Sorry.
Well, here's the plan. First of all, we tried sending them all of our media. Mystery, space theater, the lost planet. But, you know, none of that pleased them. As a last-ditch effort.
So wait, you tried peaceful things?
We tried peaceful things, but then we sent Space Jam. Our last-ditch effort.
And what happened then?
We lost a basketball game. That's what happened.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Michael Capitafaro, General Capitafaro, how could you?
It wasn't me. Have you seen Space Jam?
Yeah, with Michael Jordan.
How that man is... Now he's a legend. He might as well be a Greek song. Yeah. He might as well be. Because now, that is what launched this war. They saw Space Jam, got so inspired that they challenged us to a basketball game.
Jesus.
We lost. Why? They have bigger penises. Will you?
Oh my God. So how are we going to beat them in this war?
Soccer.
Soccer?
Soccer.
Then why am I sitting out here in the space trenches with my machine guns?
Because this is a secret operation, you idiot.
Well, do you hear that? It's Greek music.
Oh, no.
Michael Jordan?
No. This can't be. Oh, Lord. I thought this was only a legend.
It's getting louder.
My father, he told me this story when I was a child.
Do you think he can save us?
I can only hope.
Is it Michael? Michael Jordan!
Oh my Lord, he's blacker than I thought.
That's because we're in space, Michael. Everything's black. Or as they say in space PC language, everything's African American.
Aha!
Space wars.
Michael Jordan's space gonna save wars. Us from the aliens.
Michael Jordan's gonna save us from the aliens. Okay, this is done.
Alright, well, seriously, he will save us.
He will save us. Do you think he can play soccer now that he's here? And then we've outfitted him in a soccer outfit? Because I know he tried. I know that the message of Space Jam was don't stop doing what you're told to do, which is why he failed at baseball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That's what Mel Brooks said one time. Don't ever stop trying.
I don't see how. I don't know if that's directly. I don't think that's.
It's the same message.
No, it's not. He didn't give up basketball. He had to give up baseball because the only thing he was good at was basketball. How is this the same message?
Fine. Forget it.
But is he going to be able to play soccer then?
Have you seen Michael Jordan?
Yes, he's tall. He sounds like Greek music.
That's all you need.
That's all you need to win soccer?
Yeah.
Are the legends true?
Have you seen soccer?
Yes, I've seen it. It involves a lot of Latin men yelling.
You see, that's why I'm higher ranked than you.
Oh, because I don't see the big picture?
No, it's because you don't have faith.
Whoa.
Have you read the NBA?
No. I don't read.
It's the NBA. Legend. Literature. Passed down. From the Romans. And that is why it's what we believe in. And if you haven't read the NBA, it's like it's disgusting.
That I haven't read it?
It's disgusting that you haven't read it. The NBA is the Bible for us space marines. Why? Because in space, we float.
We float. This is Michael. Michael Capitafaro is a retard. He is an idiot. I hate him. You're the worst general. How do you think fighting these vicious, long-dick space creatures is going to be accomplished if you fight with sports only? You have the ramblings of a madman. You're basing yourself on these ancient basketball Grecian traditions, or soccer, what? This is not how you fight a war. Do you think we would have beat Hitler if we just sent Forrest Gump playing ping pong? Huh? I'm sorry, I'm usurping rank here, or whatever it's called.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Stop.
Sir.
Don't you understand?
Sir. No. What? What? What?
I'm the 300th Dalai Lama.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything? You're crazy! You're crazy!
Am I?
I'm telling you, yeah, you're laughing, you're nuts! You're trying to beat a war with balls! You gotta have real balls, sir. Not soccer balls.
Balls?
Not basketball.
Michael Jordan doesn't play for the Bulls. He was on Magic.
Balls! Balls, you idiot!
Stop!
You're an idiot!
Balls, stop. I'm the Dalai Lama, and that's why.
And that's why there's no such thing!
There is such thing.
What?
As me.
Okay.
I'm not a story.
Yeah.
I'm not a story.
You're just
You don't
one.
Feed me quesadillas. That's obnoxious.
Whatever.
Dude.
You're nuts. You're nuts. And you just don't want to admit it. You're crazy, man.
So you want to fight for the Confederacy?
No, I want to fight against aliens with weapons instead of with sports. That is my shortened. That is the compressed.
You're stuttering. Why? Because you're in the presence of the 300th Dalai Lama.
This is not. No. God damn it, you fucking douchebag. We need. I need to end you. I need to.
You
I
need to
rebel.
End me?
I need to rebel.
Rebel?
How am I going to save Earth from the Zerg if you're around doing this shit? We need Jim Raynor.
Well, I'll tell you of another legend. One you might believe in.
Ask my wife. She knows.
It's a story of a man. A bit of a purpley man. His name is Buzz Lightyear.
And?
Wait, I need to say more? You haven't heard of Buzz Lightyear?
No, this is the year 3000.
Haven't you read the books, the NBA? First of all, you didn't read that. Second of all,
Didn't I tell you I just don't read?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Who is this Buzz Lightyear?
How dare you?
What?
The Buzz Lightyear was my grandfather. How dare you speak to him like that?
I'm not speaking to him. I'm speaking to you.
I'm the Dalai Lama.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Stop talking about the president.
We're gonna die.
We're not gonna die.
We're gonna die because you sent Michael Jordan to fight aliens with soccer.
Have you seen any aliens?
Oh my God.
I said stop talking about the president.
Oh my president.
You see, you hear that? That's quiet.
But
want to know what they're doing?
What?
Do you hear the? Do you hear of a loser?
No, actually, don't you? Are these South African aliens?
Yes.
Salians. South African.
Saline solution.
They're Afrikaners.
That's how we tried to fight them 5 years ago with saline solution, but that failed.
Okay.
It held them back. It shocked them, but it really didn't.
Who the fuck throws saline on people? They were just so shocked. They had to discuss it for 3 minutes. That was a big advance. That was a big moment in alien fighting.
So we could get 5 feet on the battlefield, put our footprint on the ground before they zapped us. But we won't be marked as cowards.
Why not?
Why? Because we made it that far.
Jesus
this is what our race does. Go farther than the others have.
That's what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
There's silence now. Does that mean did we beat them in the soccer game?
No. I have to admit something.
What? You're not the 300th Dalai Lama?
I'm not. The NBA Bible is a lie. All of it's a lie. Michael Jordan was just another African American, and we filled his body with large amounts of potent saline solution. Sent him out because we knew the aliens wouldn't just zap him. They'd kill him and take him. And eat him. And now
they're gonna all die.
They're just gonna have a stomachache.
I'm glad you're so cutting edge. I don't know why you had to lie about so many things to do that. Why couldn't you just tell me? Do you think I wouldn't have bought that plan because I didn't buy your original fake plan?
No, because that's the thing. I bought stock in saline solution. I'm just trying to get it off the ground.
That's nice. That's a good. Buying stock's a good thing to do. You can get a lot more money if you do that, right? It's a good investment thing.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
it's good for securing a little future.
Since the war started, saline solution has just dropped.
Well, it's good. I'm glad you're artificially pumping it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that insider trading?
Inside my car.
That was really stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cock Talk.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while, we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad.
Thank you.
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the beautiful rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts, this is YURT.
Yurt Radio, and this is Cock Talk with your favorite sexy person, Maxime Simonet. Your second favorite sexy person, Natalie Portman, is not here, but we have Michael Capitafaro.
Yeah, I'm just the best person. That includes categories sexy, smart, and knows how to use
a bathroom.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Capitafaro never leaves the seat up.
No, that's wrong.
Why?
I don't leave the seat up. I always leave the seat up.
Why?
All right, you walk into a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
You walk in. Are you walking in?
No, I'm strutting. Let me get there. Let me cover my eyes. Oh my Ladies and gentlemen at home, if you could do this, cover your eyes and listen to Michael's voice as he drifts you into fantasy land.
You walk into a bathroom. Little ants are on the ground sometimes. Only sometimes. And the shower's dripping, the sink. The sink has hair all over it.
That's the sound of hair in the sink, just so people know.
Okay. And then you see two stalls, two of them. One with the seat down. One with the seat up. I'm a man.
Yes? Yeah.
I go to the one with the seat down.
Damn. Why?
To put that seat up. So then I pee, and I flush, and I leave.
No putting it down.
No putting it down, because I don't trust the other men.
Why not?
They're careless.
Well, in what sense?
They'll just pee all over the place.
Oh, so you leave it up so it doesn't get peed upon.
It's a precaution.
So
I'm a nice man.
You're a nice guy.
Leaving the seat down may be okay when you're married and you trust each other. Like, you've had that conversation with your other friend, your wife. You've had that conversation for 2 days, for 5-hour sessions. It's very important.
So, wow, this is really deep.
It is, because it's very important to me that the people know leaving the seat up in public restrooms is a better choice. And it also equalizes things. We put the seat up before courtship, and after courtship, we'll put the seat down. So there's an equal part of touching the toilet seat between both genders.
The old New Zealand tradition of putting down the toilet seat when you get married.
Mm-hmm.
I love how in all the Lord of the Rings movies, all the marriages occurred in a bathroom. People don't know that. It was really in accordance to local tradition, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty deep.
It's beautiful.
It was really caring of Peter Jackson.
It's very porcelain of him.
Yeah, very porcelain. What? How is something porcelain, Michael?
Ask my wife.
She knows.
She always knows.
She always knows. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Cock Talk with Maxime Simonet and
Michael Capitafaro.
Yeah, you can say your name from now on. I'm tired of saying it.
It's quite a name.
It's kind of a handful. It's in the hand.
It's a handful, but you know, it's what recognizes.
It was what? It's what recognizes.
Word.
Microsoft.
Linux.
Porcelain.
You got me. When you wash dishes,
yes.
What kind of soap do you use?
I leave the seat up.
Right answer.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. I have the right answer. Now we're going to talk about one of the things in the headlines. Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
Have you heard of Smell-o-vision? It's been discussed for many years.
I have. And I attended a movie with Smell-o-vision.
Really? Which movie was it?
Rugrats. Rugrats the movie. The first movie.
The one in Paris?
No, the first movie. The second. Oh, okay. Don't you know a thing?
No, Reptar.
That makes
right
you,
answer.
But yeah, they had Smell-o-vision. Really disgusting. It was all just bad smells. Why? Because they were sponsored by Burger King.
Really?
That's why.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine a movie with babies having good smells.
No, it was like banana and poo. A lot of poo. Poo to you, sir.
Okay, let me tell you something, that there's this new contraption coming to, I don't know what console, but it's a new thing for gaming that adds smell to your gaming experience.
That's something I don't desire.
You don't? Why not?
I don't, because the games I play
have bad smells.
Bad smells. Alien guts and demon guts.
Yeah, alien guts just smell like saline.
That's right.
Yes.
Because of the war of 2045.
I thought it was the year 3000.
In the
No. I'm tired. I don't like how much you like Conan. I mean, I'm fine with Conan, but I think you like him too much.
I
think you do. I'm going to stop. Your desktop background is Conan.
It's
the only reason you signed up for Twitter is to post things to maybe win something from Conan.
I wanted a car. I'm poor. Take that away. I like this painting. It's Starry Night. I've always been a fan.
It's Starry Night with a Conan blimp.
That just adds to it, man.
Michael.
Come on.
You need to get over your Conan. He's not that funny.
I know.
He's kind of funny.
He has a talent.
What's the talent? He can shake his hair and pretend that he's got...
It's kind of funny. I know he's declined. I know he's declined. But he has moments.
So, with the smelloscope, the scentscape, actually, has something, you have to program the sense into the games. However, it's going to include a scent editor, an editing app that allows users to create their own scents and share them with other players.
I don't want this power.
This sounds
I don't
like,
want
it's,
this.
It's like YouTube, but for smells.
You know, my friend...
Let's try this one. Oh, it's got 4,000 hits.
He can't smell.
Really?
He can't smell.
Which one? Which friend?
My friend Soren. He goes to UMass.
His name is Soren.
Soren.
We need to stop him.
He can't smell.
Why not? Is it like is it like Marge's sisters? They got a rocket up their nose or something? One of them got a rocket up their nose and couldn't smell?
No, it's just he always couldn't.
Maybe he's lying.
He would do that.
Is he that kind of guy?
He's a
4 years later, he says, as he's dying, Michael, there's something. Michael, come close.
What is it?
There's something I've always wanted to tell you.
You can tell me.
Michael, I'm dying.
I know. Just...
But I have to tell you something. Wait, no, shut up. Let me say it. Stop interrupting me. Oh, my God. Shut up. Michael.
What?
Shut up. I'm trying to tell you something, Michael.
I know.
Shut up. Actually can smell.
Oh my God.
Maybe he didn't finish his sentence.
Oh my God. I can smell. What? Maybe he can only smell one thing.
Oh my God.
Like eggplant.
Could it have been that fart you let loose thinking he couldn't smell it?
That's why he's my friend. I mean, I've always confided in that fact.
That you could fart around him and it was okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we could all use friends. We could fart around and it'd be okay. I got a lot of friends right now that judge me all the time every time I fart.
You deserve better.
I do.
You don't need them.
They're dumb.
They are dumb.
They're ugly.
They're ugly and snide and... Oh, it just makes me so angry.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
More angry that my friend just died.
Yeah, Soren's dead, isn't he?
I'm sad.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
All right, relax.
I'm sorry all this had to happen to you.
Oh, I just wish.
What do you wish?
I wish I could have talked to my parents about this.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But they're deaf. You have deaf parents, and you can't talk to them about anything. You have deaf parents, Michael Capitafaro, and talking with them about things like this is a literal impossibility. We are not even exaggerating. We're not going like, oh my God, I can't communicate with my parents or something. Like there's a wall that stops the bridging of emotions and the understanding of the circumstance. We're talking about a concrete, literal
biological reason you cannot speak with them about matters of this seriousness. In fact, it has nothing to do with the seriousness of the matter. It's just a general, even more depressing thing, which is they have no capacity to hear what you're saying. So you just can't talk about anything with your parents because they're deaf, Michael. They are deaf and they can't hear a thing. And that's a disability. And you can't do anything.
Stop. 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 Just stop.
I think we need to play a song.
Oh my god.
It's too awkward in here.
Oh my god.
Hopefully this will make you feel better.
Oh, President.
Candles burning, glasses are chilled, and soon she'll be by. Hope and pray she'll say that she's willing to give us another try. And if all those plans I made don't melt the lady's heart, I'll put on the old 45s and maybe the old songs will bring back the old. Start the cry and wonder why.
listening to the sweet, subtle tones of Maxime Simonet and his co-host,
Michael Capitafaro. You're...
Yeah?
On location.
At the yurt? Wait, what? What are you trying to say?
I was incomplete. I thought I was going to say something, but I remembered I quit that job.
Which one?
Police officer / pimp. It was very exciting.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, you know, being a police...
No, I don't. Explain it.
Being a police officer and a pimp. You see, I'd get both sides of the story, understand both pathos
of
both
so
occupations.
Deep. That is so deep.
I know.
I heard somebody in my mod last night. I only heard the conversation out of one of my ears half the time. So I wasn't really paying attention, but it sounded like something that was going on about... They were talking about somebody who was trying to develop a way to talk to people who went around purposely giving people AIDS. Like, there's some community of people online. I don't know. Very confusing.
Oh my God.
And how to do that in a way that was appropriate to their needs. Like, be PC about it. You know, be sensitive about it.
On the spread of AIDS.
On the deliberate spread of AIDS. I might be completely understanding.
Random people.
But I like completely misunderstanding, because then it brings this joke where I went up and I was like, right, that's why I go to murderers and I like to talk with them. See, but function in their semantics and see how we can just make them not kill as many people. See why they need to kill so many people. Just try and tell them not to.
Yeah. You know, that's
be nice
my,
about it.
That's my theory. If someone tried to rob me, if someone tried to kill me, I'd go, first of all, that's a very nice jacket. Where'd you get it? Second of all, do you know who I am? And then I tell them my life story. I'll tell them who I am. I'll tell them so many stories, and then they just couldn't kill me.
Do you want to hear the plots to one of my movies I made up my senior year of high school that has to do with people deliberately spreading AIDS? And it brought up this memory. I've probably talked about it in Cock Talk years before, like a few years ago, but this is a movie I made where I was told by my teacher I was going to make it, and he said, no, I'm not going to let you use my equipment to film that, because people deliberately spreading AIDS is a serious matter, and you should not make fun of it, because it's scary. I was like, okay. But the movie was called Bitches with AIDS.
Okay.
It was about it was three scenes.
Three scenes. What were they?
The first scene was, I don't even remember, man. I don't even remember the first scene. Then the second scene was like this guy hitting on a chick. Mm-hmm. And then she cuts her lip and says, hey, can I have a sip of your drink? And then goes, bitches with AIDS. And the last scene was the same girl. She's at a table eating some marshmallowy cereal. And a guy comes out of the bathroom in just his underwear.
Oh, wow.
He looks at her in disgust and he goes, who the fuck puts a used tampon in Listerine? And then goes, bitches with AIDS.
Very interesting.
It was a very deep story.
Very deep. Was it right to think that you were alluding to Moby Dick?
When? Oh, with the whale metaphor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right.
That's what I thought.
Interesting, right?
It's very interesting.
Do you like smelling panties, Michael Capitafaro?
Never say I tried.
You haven't tried.
I haven't tried.
You know who does.
Who?
I'm going to say it on the air, unless I get a message that tells me not to say it on the air.
Three.
Two. One. It is... I don't know.
Oh, you got me all excited.
My facts might not be complete. It might not be true that this man likes smelling panties. I'll go ahead. I got a friend. I live with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. C.T.
Mr. C.T.
We call him Chaz. Chaz Thompson.
Yes.
Apparently likes to smell panties.
Well, if I ever had, I might agree.
Well, so they kind of smell like almost skid marks and vaginal discharge.
Skid marks. Hmm.
Well, I mean, like, they might not be skid marks, but it's going to smell kind of like poop. Mm-hmm. If the girl took a poop at any point, there's going to be poop smell.
Right.
Just
a little bit.
I mean, it's been that close to the poop hole.
Now, I think what's so alluring about this is the word panties. Take that out of the equation. Do you like smelling underwear? And the answer would be no. No, I don't.
Apparently, I'm making Shannon look bad by saying these things.
Really?
Shannon, your panties don't smell like poop.
Your underwear does.
Your underwear does. Your bra does, strangely enough. Cupping your ass cheeks in a bra, not what God intended.
Not at all. The president did not want that.
My girlfriend hates the word panties. I like the word panties. I like saying panties.
Without the T.
Without the T.
I agree. You know, it's less forceful. It's less aggressive. Panties.
What? Are you going to smell panties anytime soon, Michael?
I don't believe so. I'm against smell-o-vision. I'm against smelling underwear.
She thinks the word panties is demeaning. I don't think that makes sense. I think she's making shit up.
It could be in context. Context is very important.
You're such a panty.
That may be offensive.
Really?
But if I said, will you pass me those panties? Not offensive.
Really?
Yes, really.
Interesting. Hey, pass me those panties, Michael Capitafaro.
Here you go.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael Capitafaro.
How do they smell?
Like half skid marks. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Cock Talk. Thank you for listening. Let me play you out.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember.